Day 336, or December the 2nd. Keep focused on what is good. Our thoughts today are from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul concludes this short letter by warning against trusting in the world rather than God. This is written to a newly established church based in Philippi, a military town with little spiritual life. He closes by encouraging all believers to know peace with their fellow believers and God, and enjoy real peace in all circumstances. These are striking words from an author who is writing from a filthy, smelly, damp cell, as nearly all prisons were in those days. His mind is focused on the best, even though he is surrounded by the worst. He is not resentful of others' freedom, but urges them to enjoy it to the full, in Christ. And now today's action step. When I ponder the verse for today, how can I have time to do anything wrong? If I concentrate on things that are true and noble, I wonder how that will change my TV viewing. If I focus on what is pure, lovely, and admirable, what has to change about the books and magazines I read? Only thinking about anything that is excellent or praiseworthy will, I am sure, concentrate my mind on things that are good for me. However, I lose focus regularly. A distraction doesn't have to be bad in order to be a distraction. It just has to deflect us from the best. After recording the whole Bible as part of the step-by-step MP3 audio, I have since listened to it as well as other recordings and have found them so helpful. I tend to tidy things up at the end of the day because I hate coming downstairs in the morning to an untidy room. Whilst doing this, I listen to the Bible on my MP3 player. It's a great habit and very edifying. Try it and see if it works for you.